All right, listen.
Talk Cheese. Recorded live.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that needs to be taken down. Congratulations. You have just pissed off the loudest speak of Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Declaring war on all bullshit launching. Info Katusha rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
Yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with and drag them into the light. I will do anything and everything to expose anything that is corrupt, no matter what side you're on. If you're a New World Order or truther, if you are corrupt, you're going down.
Oh, yeah.
If you're government or activist and you're stealing money, you're going down. Don't give a fuck. Today we're doing open discussion. We got some news. We got some interesting news. In fact, let me run down what we got here. We got Meet U.S. Cybercom. Why is the U.S. fielding a cyber army? Also, farm states show lowest unemployment rates in the nation. And grassroots activists are calling for national strike by Americans. Warm-up set up for April 15th to the 18th. We got those stories and more coming up today. But before we get started, we have the Prayer for Good Radio by the Honorable Reverend X. Reverend X, take it away.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? You trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. It don't matter how you come with me. As you down doing what I'm talking about doing, lawyers and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. If you down with that, you ain't down with that, shut your goddamn ass up.
That's right. If you're not down with that, shut your goddamn ass up. You know, it's really getting me sick. I'm really fucking tired of these people. Oh, you can't talk like that. Oh, you have crotch in the name. That sounds stupid. What the fuck am I supposed to name a radio show? What, the truth thing? This, the infiltrator? What the fuck should I name
it? The Info Warrior.
The Info Warrior. That's Jason Burmese. Now that's fucking original. The InfoWarrior.
And I work for InfoWars.
Yeah, I work for InfoWars. Yeah, so either that or, you know, it's just hilarious. It's all hilarious to me. Actually, you know, even though I don't agree with these guys' views on, you know, the whole, I don't subscribe to the whole Jews did 9/11 thing. Mostly because I haven't seen any real evidence that I could really take seriously. I mean, I'm not calling these guys stupid or anything. But so far, these are the only guys that have, actually taken what I've, posted, actually believed the evidence that I posted. Information Underground, big shout outs to them. Again, I don't really agree, but hey. If there's real proof out there, if there's real stuff out there, you know, that Israel had an involvement in 9/11 and stuff like that, I'll take a look at it. You know, I'll look at it and Yeah, because I'm kind of wary. I mean, I'm going to be honest here. I'm kind of wary when I hear the Jews did 9/11 or Israel had something to do with 9/11. Not that I have anything to do with Israel and stuff, but, you know, it's kind of dangerous. And the same thing when you say, oh, the Arabs did 9/11. You know, you really got to be careful. And, I mean, when you start basing it on race or religion, I mean, I'm all for it. Hey, it was the Israeli government. Yeah, there's criminal elements within the Israeli government, or the Israeli government, you know, had a backroom deal with the U.S. Because there's historic fact to that. You know, the USS Lincoln that they were shooting down to blame it on Russia or stuff like. Oh no, to blame it on Egypt. Yes, I believe that there was a backroom deal to kill 3,000 U.S. citizens. Well, actually, no, it's not even 3,000, but close to 3,000, even though there are people that are denying that the number of dead was really that high. I mean, again, I need evidence. I need evidence. If you got anything, crotchoutradio@yahoo.com, definitely send that. I have an open mind. So big shout out to you guys. You guys are the ones with the open minds. Info Underground. I mean, I posted this on Truth Action, TruthMove.org, Persian Planet, and everybody, you know, even, oh, we don't trust Luke, but he, you know, he's done a lot of good. You know what? You're still sheep. I'm sorry. It's there in black and white. You guys just want to explain it away.
I just want to kiss Luke's ass.
That's everybody, you know, is like, oh, you know, we can't go up against the mighty and powerful Alex Jones. Or, you know,
fuck Alex Jones.
I mean, look, I've seen personally what Alex Jones does to people who really love him and who look out for him. He screwed over Jack Blood. He screwed over Chris Arnold, who started a website because Alex Jones called for a truther YouTube because YouTube was censoring activists on there, and they're like, we need a website that is big as YouTube, so that way we can spread around. Well, Chris Arnold did that. We had him on the show over the summer last year. His wife Violet Jones sued him. Well, because Alex Jones and Violet had smeared his name real good. No one could support him. He couldn't afford the servers, so that way people could continue uploading stuff. So he had to shut it down because he couldn't afford it. He got to eat. You can't. You know, he was taking food out of his own mouth and his family's mouth just to fund this, and no one was helping him. No one. I mean, I tried helping him promote, try to get people to, like, hey, this is a good idea. No, he's fighting Alex Jones. He's bad. He's a bad guy because he's stealing Alex Jones' name. He's stealing his name. Like, first of all, Alex Jones doesn't own the copyright to InfoWars. He doesn't own the term InfoWars. He doesn't. InfoWars wasn't even coined by Alex Jones. So, I mean, that's one thing. That's one of the deceptions. That's a real deception there. He'll sue his own people. I mean, it's a money-making scheme. I understand. The nigga gotta eat. But if he was, again, honest about it, and very, humble about it, but recently we already see Alex Jones is not humble. He's not. He screwed over, you know, We Are Change Austin, you know, fucking up their rally. They set up a rally. They had the permits. They got together to have a rally about gun rights, and they had a considerable crowd. Well, here comes Dickhead, you know, coming. He sees them. He sees them with the media attention. He comes. He's like, I need to get media attention, and he starts with his bullhorn, acting a fool, drowning them out. And he's like, Alex, come work with us. He's like, nah, fuck y'all. I mean, the video is out there. You know, the video's out there. He's acting like a complete prick. He thinks he's fucking better than everybody else. You know, and really,
just
you can't be...
like somebody in New York we know.
Yeah. So.
That's his daddy, anyway.
Yeah, anyways, yeah. So, I mean, and then, you know, he gets Jack Blood fired because Jack Blood has his own, he thinks for himself, and he's not going to repeat bad information. It's whatever, and this is a well-known fact in Austin that Alex Jones is a complete prick. Complete.
We know it in Pennsylvania now.
What?
We know it in Pennsylvania now.
Yeah, well, yeah, there you go. I mean, how you screw over other activists? You can't do that, Alex, especially when you're asking us to buy your shits. Because some, guess what? There's someone gonna go up, get up, and become bigger than you, and perhaps gonna have a good attitude, and he's gonna help people out freely. And you know what? I truly believe that person will be Jack Blood. I mean, unless someone else has dirt on Jack Blood, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, we had Jack Blood on the show. You could check him out. On interviews, crowdshoutradio.com/interviews. He came on defending Luke, and then I hear from other people that saying Luke hates Jack Blood because he's a AJ boy, and then he's like, oh fuck Jack Blood. In fact, I heard him say fuck Jack Blood when we were planning for 9/11/08. When we were planning for 9/11/08, it's like, okay, well, if Alex is not going to come, why don't we get Jack Blood? Fuck Jack Blood. Really? Why fuck Jack Blood? Jack Blood is a shit. It's just fucking silliness. It's fucking silliness. This movement, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with this movement. I don't understand. I don't understand how anyone could get a big head. I don't understand how, you know, you could just dismiss people like that. Like, these people are just asking for help. Unless, I mean, Luke and Alex will help you if it will make them look good. That's the only way, if there's something for them to earn. I know Alex wanted to get paid for his appearance for 9/11/08. He wanted to get paid. In fact, he was going to let We Are Change borrow some money because I guess Luke squandered the money for 9/11/08. He couldn't afford a venue. I guess until someone else donated money or something. I don't even know how that fucking... He pulled the Metropolitan out of his ass. I don't know how that fucking worked out. But Alex was like, well, I'll give you the money to rent a spot, but you're going to have to give me back the money plus the profits. What? What about the first responders? Well, I mean, this is when I didn't know better. Well, I mean, I had a suspicion, but, you know. It's like, what about the first responders? It's hilarious. I want to get paid back. I want to get paid back plus the profits. I mean, this is first-hand knowledge, you know. I don't have any recording and stuff like that. This is me. This is what I heard during the meeting when I was a member of We Are Change. That's some silly shit. The silly shit. So, I mean, look, I'm letting it all hang out. Fuck it. I'm letting it all be known. Alex is not your friend. He might come up with information sometimes, but his websites are mostly blogs. I mean, either blogs or it's reposting of articles. Anybody else could do that. I do that. I repost people's articles. I link back to articles. And yeah, I do write my own opinions. Yeah, that's a blog. InfoWars is a blog. Mike Rivero is a blogger. The what's his name? the two brothers. What the fuck are their names? I forgot their names. What the fuck are the two brothers that he has writing for them? Writing for him on Alex Jones. Fuck. Can someone tell me? I don't even know. So anyways, on to some real news. On to some real news before I start really just getting pissed the fuck off. This is from BBC News. Meet U.S. Cybercom. Why the U.S. is fielding a cyber army. U.S. is in the process of creating a unified cyber command to fight the wars of the future. The Pentagon has no doubt that the next conventional war will include a cyber element. Looking out of a window in London's Canary Wharf, Daniel Cole gestures randomly towards a high-rise. Let's just assume somewhere in that building that there's a bunch of cyber system, networks, routers, that are military important to take out, he said. Which would you think would be the better way of doing it in terms of this neighborhood? To make it stop working through a bunch of keystrokes? Or put a laser-guided, a thousand-pound weapon through the third floor and blow it to shreds? We're really good at that second operation, but there might be some advantages to doing it the first way. The Pentagon is creating the first fully-fledged cyber command, U.S. Cybercom, to improve its ability to wage war with keystrokes. Precision disruption. There will be one guy in charge of cyber defense and offense, says Mr. Cole, who helped plan the air campaign for the first Gulf War before becoming the professor of information operations at the National Defense University in Washington. Amit Yoran, a former cybersecurity director at the Department of Homeland Security and now head of the Net Witness Corp, defines cyber war as the use of information technologies for the purpose of conducting warfare. Hey, are we conducting a cyber warfare? That could be using a computer network or a cyber attack to take systems out and make them inoperable and deny access to the legitimate users of those systems at a critical point in time, he says. It could also be cyber system exploitation, which I would define as compromising systems accessing data and using that information, but in a more covert way, not necessarily tipping off what you have access to and how you're using it, perhaps for later attack purposes. Dr. Cole, in London recently for the Cyber Warfare 2010 conference, believes that the day may come when the Pentagon computer experts will enjoy the same kind of combat status as jet pilots or frigate commanders. Their weapon of precision disruption has the potential to be more efficient, more effective, less damaging, less life-threatening than a kinetic weapon, he says. But as with pilots and warship commanders, as U.S. cyber warriors get stronger, so may their potential adversaries. Summer 2008 Beijing Olympics, as the world settles down to watch the games, war erupts in the Caucasus Mountains. Georgian rockets fly, Russian tanks roll, the Russian hackers storm Georgian websites. Some experts regard this as the first cyber war. We saw a military mobilization by Moscow into South Ossetia, accompanied by clearly orchestrated cyber attacks against the Georgian government's communication systems and the banking system, says Nigel Inkster, Director of Transitional Threats and Political Risk at London think tank, the International Institute for Strategic Studies, the IISS. The planners in Moscow were quite careful, he says, calibrating the potentially and focus of the cyber attack to remain broadly in line with the law of armed conflict. The law does not permit attacks on civilians or civilian infrastructure that does not directly contribute to the state's ability to prosecute the conflict, and while the attacks on the banking system arguably target civilians unduly, Mr. Inkster says, in a country which still predominantly operates a cash economy, that would be debatable. While the exact level of Russia's cyber military organization is not clear, and China does not have a former cyber arm, the creation of U.S. Cybercom is clearly a response to the two countries' greatly increased activity in this arena, says Mr. Inkster, a former deputy head of the British Foreign Intelligence Agency, MI6. So, are we witnessing the first steps of the new arms race? There is a lot of concern in both countries, China and Russia, that the U.S. is seeking to achieve in cyberspace the same dominance it is perceived to have in the realms of conventional and nuclear weapons and space, says Mr. Inkster. U.S. Cybercom will cover four armed services, each of which recently gathered its cyber components into one unit, the 24th Air Force, 10th Fleet, Army Forces Cyber Command, and Marine Corps Cyber Command. So yeah, what does this mean for us? It means I'm tripping over my own freaking tongue today. It means they could turn around and screw us over real bad. They could just with a few keystrokes just end your life on the internet. They could just shut down your website now. But they'll shut off your credit card. They'll shut off everything. They can conduct wars. They can really, which is why you should pull your money out of the banks and keep it underneath your mattress. Basically, I mean, because look, Russia was able to shut down the banking industry in Georgia. They attacked the banks. What makes you think when martial law is called that they won't shut down the banks so that way people can't get money, so that way they will have to rely on the government for food and shit because people won't be able to get their money out their bank accounts? Or worse yet, the government will just take it. Oh, it's been taxed. You don't need this anymore. We'll take care of you. I mean, are you ready? Are you ready for that? The fact that they're reporting this means it's already been in place for probably a year or more. They probably already have it at full strength, so they don't care if you know. So, really, I think it's time to prepare. It's really time to prepare. This is filed under the no shit file. This story is from the no shit file. Farm states show lowest unemployment rates in the nation. While those states with industrial and service-based economies continue to take it on the chin following the collapse of the economy in the summer of 2007, the country's chief farming states have largely remained resilient, buoyed by some of the lowest unemployment rates in the United States, according to new statistics released by the federal government. The latest figures from the Bureau of Labor Statistics show that nationally, the official unemployment rate, remained unchanged for the past year, hovering at around 10%. The category U-cubed includes those who are unemployed but still considered part of the workforce as they are actively looking for jobs. It does not include those whose hours have been cut or who have given up altogether on finding work. On the other hand, I don't know what the fuck U-6 is. U-6, let me Google this. Because I don't know what the hell what they mean by U-3, U-6.
How about you suck?
You suck. No, literally, you suck.
Look on the thing.
You, what thing?
Right there where it says contribution. That's what's on the PayPal receipt when I donated. Look at the email address.
Oh, that's, yeah.
He's going down too.
Oh, yeah, but yeah. Conducting cyber wars. So, okay, I'm Googling U3. I don't even know what the hell U3 is, what they mean by this.
How about this? How about U3 been taking money?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, let me go to Google U6. Ah. Okay, unemployment. Okay, there we go. There you go. Unemployment, blah, 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 blah. Wait, okay, let me see if I can try to find. Yeah, thank God for Wikipedia sometimes. Okay, United States Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Bureau of Labor Statistics measures employment and unemployment of those over 15 years of age. Using two different labor force surveys conducted by the United States Census Bureau. Oh, I got actually talking about census. I got my census thing. And on it, it says, oh, you are required by law to fill this out. I'm only filling out one question and sending it back. I mean, fuck that. Using two different, and or Bureau of Labor Statistics within the United States Department of Labor that gather employment statistics monthly, the current population survey or household survey conducts a survey based on a sample of 60,000 households. This survey measures the unemployment rate based on the ILO definition. What the fuck is ILO? You know, the ILO definition is the International Labor Organization of in Geneva, Switzerland. The data are also used to calculate five alternate measures of unemployment as a percentage of the labor force based on different definitions noted as U1 through U6. Okay, so the U3 is the official unemployment rate per the International Labor Organization's definition. U6 is U5 plus part-time workers who want to work full-time but cannot due to economic reasons or underemployment. So U6 are people who are underemployed. U6 are underemployed. U3 is unemployed people based on the International Labor's Okay, we got a caller from New Jersey. New Jersey, we got Glenn Z. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Louie?
How you doing? We're talking about how farmers, so it's farm states, have lower unemployment rates. And I'm just explaining what U6 and U3 are when it comes to measuring unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I didn't even know what the fuck that was.
Yeah, just like there's different money supplies, M1, M2, M3, there's various factors.
Yeah.
But I heard you talking crap about the census. I wanted to call in about that, actually, real briefly.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I got my census form in the mail today. And my dad and I were looking over it, and on the cover it says you are required by law to sign it and send it back, but then
exactly,
you turn it around and you read the fine print, Louis, it says you are not required to fill this out.
Wait a minute, it doesn't even say that on my thing.
On the back of it, it says you are not required by law to sign anything, to answer any question, unless it specifically says you need to answer anything.
Yeah, you gotta film that, because on mine it doesn't have a back. It says on the front it says U.S. Department of Commerce, Economics and Statistics Administration, U.S. Census Bureau. Official business penalty for private use, $300. An equal opportunity employer. U.S. Census form enclosed. Your response is required by law. And I'm looking in the back. It doesn't say shit.
I mean, talk about doublethink. On the front, in big, bold letters, it says you are required. And on the back, in tiny letters,
okay, the
it
back
says you are not
the
required.
The back of the envelope or the back of the form itself?
Excuse me. I had to drink something. The back of the form itself.
Oh, okay. All right. So let me open this bad boy.
Puerto Ricans get different.
And then meanwhile, Louie, in the New York Post and New York Daily News, any newspaper you pick up right now, you know, is talking about the census and shit, and they're saying, well, obviously, people don't want to fill it out because illegal immigrants don't want to give themselves up and shit like that.
Yeah. Okay.
And then besides that, even if you are a citizen, the survey is a total spy survey.
Yes. Yeah, okay, I'm looking through it right now.
I'll tell you what I did on mine. I put on mine, only one person lives here, and I mailed it back to them.
Okay, I'm fucking looking at this thing. Where does it fucking say you can't?
There's like a whole paragraph on the back of mine.
Okay, thank you for completing your essay, it says.
Matter of fact, I'm going to have to put out a video about this. You're absolutely right, Louis. I'm going to have to take a video of the envelope and show people how it's a double thing.
You better do that. You better do that before I do it. This is now an information arms race. No, I'm just kidding.
Why you're gonna have? You're gonna put out the GZ deception.
Glenn, look at the chat room and see what I wrote.
He's not in the chat room.
Oh, he's not.
Yeah, I'm calling for my job right now.
Yeah.
But what else did I miss in the first half hour?
No, just talking shit about AJ on how he wants to get paid, and you know, I know you're an AJ fan, but you know, I especially what he did to them.
I'm just a fan of his information. I don't really care much about him or what happens to him, man. Honestly, I'm on my own shit. But what happened with AJ?
Oh no, just talking about how, you know, because I'm going after Luke, people are like, he's done a lot of work. I can't find where the fuck this says you can't.
Yeah, but a lot of people are also saying that Alex Jones has too much control over Luke, or that Luke has gone corporate, basically. So it's not so much. People are on your side, Louis. You just gotta wait. You know, not everyone's gonna agree right away. You're gonna have to wake up to it, and you know, it's progressive.
Yeah.
Where do you see the next piece of paper that's going up?
Okay, wait. Federal law protects your privacy and keeps your answers confidential. The answers you give on the census form cannot be obtained by law enforcement or tax collection agencies. That's bullshit. Your answers can
be... Exactly. It also says that we will not use it for anything except statistical purposes.
Yeah. The answers cannot be used in court. They cannot be obtained with a Freedom of Information Act request as allowed by law. Census data becomes public after 72 years. So you better move. You better move before you turn like 106 or something. This information can be.
My dad was pissed off. He's like, "I'm not signing this bullshit."
Yeah.
You don't blame him, can you?
Yeah, they sent over a fucking. I thought it was 10 questions. How come it's a fucking booklet? I thought it was one sheet of paper.
It is. That was what mine was.
Yeah, it's one foldout. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got a booklet. I got, like, this looks like a
mine
fucking...
is a fold-out, and on the back it says you are not required, even though on the front. Because it's the thing, it's an envelope slash... It's like a fold-out envelope
say that on mine. What, does every state have different laws pertaining
I
to...
I guess.
No,
I really
federal.
Don't know.
It's federal, so it's all the same. Supposed to be.
Yeah, because on mine it doesn't... I can't find where, you know...
No, why? Because you're Puerto Rican, that's why.
No. Wait.
No, it's a conspiracy, Louis, because you're exposing Luke, your census form. You know, has subliminal messages on it.
Yeah, man, I'm looking for this shit. I mean, because any reason for me not to fill this shit out, and if they send me a fucking thing, I'll be like, look, it says it's not required by law, and seriously, I don't feel like fucking filling it out. Yeah, no, they sent me They sent me a fucking booklet. This is a booklet.
I'm going to have to make a video about this, because on mine, it contradicts itself. But either way, you don't have to sign it, because they already have all that information anyway.
Yeah. Damn,
but here's another talking point.
They're asking... No, they want names too, Wendish? They want names and birth dates. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. By law, you gotta fucking fill this out. It says on the fucking thing. Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. Person 5. They want everybody's, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It's like different columns. It's person 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then fill in the details for each person. But I was going to say, on another note, you know, the people really are waking up, Louis. Like I said, Time Magazine just put out a thing about secret societies. So everything that was once a cult is now being brought into the light.
How come Craig Fitzgerald isn't in the light yet?
Well, do you have proof that he's doing anything wrong?
Yeah, he's a Mason. In We Are Changed.
Yeah, but there's good Masons and there's bad Masons.
Yeah,
but they all swear to the same thing.
No, that's not true. There's different lodges that don't follow all the rules.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, a Freemason.
And I'm not, and I'm not saying that because I'm a Mason. I'm saying that because I've been reading.
Are you a Mason?
About it. I just said I'm not.
Okay, good.
I'm reading a book about it. That's, you know, makes a lot of good points where a lot of people who are anti-Masons take shit out of context.
I'm really
There's no doubt about that.
I'm really trying to find any reason not to fucking fill this out completely.
You're also trying to find any reason not to like Craig Fitzgerald, but you know.
Well, no, not. Well,
them's the breaks, I guess.
Well, no, I mean, I have more than one. He doesn't have to be a Freemason for not to like him. He's just one of them two-faced motherfuckers and change.
Why? What happened? What did he do?
No. He basically attacked me on Facebook and with him and Jan and, yeah.
He attacks you on Facebook?
Yeah, he attacked me on Facebook. He's like, oh, you're a comedy, you're a comedian, you're this, he's trying to be a wise ass. He tries to act like a tough guy.
So he's a Luke-tard, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's one of Luke's so-called bodyguards. How's that?
Yeah. Damn it. I really don't want to fill out that fucking form. I really don't. Why the fuck do they need everybody's fucking name?
They don't. Well, I put on mine, only one person lives here, and I said it right the fuck back to them.
For each one, you should write Big Brother.
Yeah. Big Brother. Yeah, wait, but can I get in, like, trouble for that, though? Because it says, by law, you need to fill this out. I mean,
don't have to fill it out, period.
Yeah, it doesn't...
It was even in the newspaper today. It said that New Yorkers will cost the city of New York billions of dollars by not filling out their census forms. That was the headline.
Hmm.
So lots of people are choosing not to fill it out. Anyways, I gotta let you guys go, but keep exposing the bullshit, and yep. I will talk to you later tonight.
Yep.
Later.
Ladies. Skadoosh, there you go. Enemy combatant signing off. Fuck this. You know, fuck the census, really. Anyway, why were we talking about the census again? Ah, yes, because farm states. And we're, so let me just finish the story and we'll go to commercial. Meanwhile, North Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, Kansas, Vermont, Utah have the lowest unemployment rates in the nation, coming in between 4% and 7%, even considering the seasonal work that traditionally comes with farming, plowing, planting, cultivating, and harvesting. These numbers are by far the lowest in the country. And it's not just during the past downturn either. Historically, unemployment has remained relatively constant in Heartland as jobless figures in the other states went up and down like roller coasters throughout the boom and bust cycles of the 1980s, 90s, and early 2000s. In January 18th edition of American Free Press, Deputy Editor Mark Anderson wrote that North Dakota attributes its rock-bottom unemployment rate, balanced budget, and low taxes to the growth in key economic sectors. More importantly, it is a net energy exporter, a key issue for many states struggling under a rising energy cost. Agriculture is important in North Dakota, too. As Anderson opined in his report, wealth is tied up in the land. In that state, of course, the fact that it maintains its low state-run bank certainly helps, too. The other states in the list also benefited from working the land. Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, Kansas, Vermont, and Utah have survived on the type of hard scrabble self-sufficiency that comes with a healthy agricultural industry, making these states relatively recession resistant. So get yourself some land. In fact, we got Krusty in the chat room. Krusty Karkowski or Krusty Aphrodite. As she likes to be called. Also, she has a show tonight, which, you, Bushcrime family, might be interested in. Composer Bear Woodson and MK Ultra. I know you were looking into MK Ultra. She's doing the show on MK Ultra. That's TruthBrigadeRadio.com. If you want to check that out, call in and talk about MK Ultra with the people with people that actually know about MK Ultra.
Okay, that's good to know. What time is she going on?
She goes on at 8 p.m. So in 20 minutes. So we're gonna take a quick break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls.
Would you consider that torture? Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no E's, .com.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama.
Cause I got a crush.
He's Barack Obama, he's on to save the day.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Into Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 7 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Welcome back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues and the balls. Under the what the fuck file, we got hubby forces wife to have sex with 50 men. A Malaysian wife claims she was forced to have sex with more than 50 foreigners after her husband started having erectile problems 4 years ago. The 61-year-old woman, you know, seriously? The question isn't why would the husband force his wife to sleep with 50 men? The question is, Who the fuck would sleep with a 61-year-old woman? Anyways, back to the story. Identify only as Chia. Chia. Watch. Ran away from her home in Sarawak, March 6th, and sought refuge with MCA Public Service because she could no longer withstand the crazy acts of her 66-year-old husband, the Star Online reports. The woman said her husband recruited men from nearby rubber estates and supervised her on sexual positions and moves while he videotaped them having sex. He would assault her if she refused to do the acts. Chia said that the abuse started when the widower she married 12 years ago started having erection problems. She only kept silent about the abuses until now because she didn't want her ill parents to worry about her. And also, she was starting to get dry! In return for having Chia's husband would buy the workers beer or pay their phone bills. What? You mean he was... that's why. She was hiring male prostitutes for her. Damn, he would pay their cell phone bills and buy them beer. Like, here. This bitch is such a chore, I gotta hire her out. It was unclear if charges had been filed against her husband. Public services is helping Chia seek legal advice. Meanwhile, pervert hubby seeks care package of video camera batteries and Viagra. Well. Oh, somebody already made the Chia joke. Yep. So. Oh, that's hilarious. My stars. My stars, that's precious. That is precious. Oh, man. Okay, so what's next? What we got next? This is just hilarious. Just hilarious. We got also, yep. So anyway, grassroots activists calling for nation strike by Americans. Warm-up set for April 15th to the 18th. Karen Quinn Tostado, meaning burnt, of Oregon says she is just an everyday lady, but she is playing a significant role in an uncommon effort to get the American people to face their oppressors. As she puts it, Miss Quinn Tostado is calling on every willing American to detach from their routine and engage in a national strike from the increasingly oppressive big business, big government matrix that has snared Americans in unpayable debt. Endless toil, demolished rights, and broken dreams with no apparent solution. In cities like Detroit and Flint, Michigan, entire neighborhoods are crumbling houses are vacant, and old factory sites there are elsewhere lays in ruins. Older parents are living with their adult kids or vice versa. Entire factories have been transplanted to other countries or totally closed. There is an extreme lack of consumer purchasing power in this economy. Many citizens believe this cannot go on much longer. You're right. Thus, from April 15th to April 18th, Ms. Quinn Tostado is calling for a national strike that includes these ideas. Do not send your children to school on school days. Do not eat at chain restaurants. Go to family-owned eateries or eat at home. Do not buy imported goods of any kind. Pull your money out of big banks and choose a small community bank or no bank, and among other things, decide as an individual whether paying the federal income tax or any tax possibly deemed unjust is the right thing to do. Don't buy, don't comply, ask why, she said. The tax issue is up to each person, and neither she nor American Free Press is advising anyone on that matter. But she said participation is even one area or of her plan is better than nothing. So people may want to take all these actions and more, while others may be content with one or two. The key is for a large number of people to take part in a noticeable manner and keep it simple, she said. I really agree with this, because, in fact, I'm going to sound like Krusty. It's gonna sound like Christy. Like, yeah, don't buy their shit. Stay out of it. And, you know, And also, this is like, again, this is like synchronicity, because I heard this from Christy. I heard this from Deke Jackson of FKN News, or fucking news, which I forgot to mention. I'll mention that after the story. And now this article. I mean, this is the way to go. This is definitely the way to go. Just, if you don't use their shit and you don't give them your money, then, they're gonna start shitting themselves. So I'm definitely, you know, I'm gonna save this. Yeah, I'm gonna save that, and, we're gonna keep that around here. So we got that going. That's how we do things. So anyway, in her essay, Why Must We Strike? Ms. Testano noted that the Articles of Freedom composed at last November's Continental Congress, an unprecedented event organized by well-known activist Bob Schultz, are the intended capstone of this idea. She wrote in part, "We the people call for a national strike April 15th to the 18th, and with those of us who can on April 19th going to our state capitals and presenting our misrepresentatives with our signed Articles of Freedom, which defend our constitutional rights as well as our as well as our individual and state sovereignty." So there you go. Very good. Yeah, you already sent me that, Pat.
Oh, I did? No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Did you scroll down on it?
Oh, wait. Okay. Oh, okay, there we go. Right, yeah, you sent me this the other day.
Oh, you scroll down on it, though?
Yeah, I scrolled down on it.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, with that being said, yeah, so we got 8 minutes left to the show. I pretty much got nothing. I mean, there's more, but I don't want to get into more news while with so little time left. So definitely check out Christy's show. She's gonna be talking about MK Ultra. Come learn from Bear. TruthBrigade.com. Check her out. Check out her show. She got a chat room. And worst case scenario, he will make you feel great about your life. LOL. Seriously. Yes. So learn about MK Ultra. And I recently did an interview with Deke Jackson again of FKN News. So check that out in crutchoutradio.com/appearances, where you will also see, I was on Deadline Live, Australian Radio 3 times. More appearances, and also, you know, while you're at it, we did some interviews with, James David Manning, Lee Phelps Roper, Mike Risotto, who created the game 2011, Obama School Fails, Deke Jackson of fucking news, Jack Blood, Ray Nelson, Bradley from I'm Sorry I Voted for Obama.com. All there you can listen to for free. Also, we got prank call. We got some prank calls. We do pranks. We got recent one we have is pranking a restaurant that sells breast milk cheese. So definitely you want to check that out. If not, your mama. So anyways, I'd like to thank everyone. Please subscribe to us on iTunes, Zoom, Zencast. If you're listening to it, if you already downloaded this, thank you. Tell your friends. In fact, why don't you post the link? Post this show everywhere. Tell people to download it. Help us out. Help us, get the downloads. Help us, you know, come by live. Why don't you listen to us live? Call in. This is a call-in show. Actually, this week, Thursday, we got a special guest coming. It's Robert McClendon. Robert McClendon of AmericansWrongfullyAccused.com, and he's going to be talking about how he was wrongfully accused and convicted of a crime he didn't commit, and how he has proof that he was set up and that will soon be released. That's this Thursday, 7 p.m. It's going to be a kick-ass show. And also, if you have any friends who are truckers, July 1st, 2010, to combat the government's unfair trucking laws, this new initiative that the government is pushing to help make the help make the roads safer. Just go to unitedcdl.ning.org and help organize. Tell anyone who you know there's a trucker, go there. And they're going to be doing a nationwide pullover, making sure no one gets their goods. Just pull over in protest, because this will make you guys expendable. Any experience, this, because any violation that that your carrier, that your company violates, you get hit with the violation as well. But it's more, but it means more to you, because if you catch 100 points on your license, you're done for 6 months and you're not making no type of money. So, yeah, so this is, and all the company has to do is go to like a driving school and hire some young schmuck, and boom, a new license. Boom. Use him up, goodbye. New person, use him up, goodbye. They don't have to pay nobody. They'll pay him cheap and screw him over. So, I mean, this is really destroying the industry. So definitely, go to United
CL. Or they'll hire Mexicans.
Or they'll hire a Mexican with, and those laws won't even matter. So go to unitedcdl.ning.com, sign up, and take action, and be involved in the July 1st pullover. And yeah, so definitely get in contact with people. Tell people where yeah. So that's being it. That's it. So anyways, thank you for listening to the show. This has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Say fuck the New World Order. If you don't believe me and you don't want to look into it, fuck you too.
Hope you're alright. It's been rough. Me singing all night. I'm not the place I've been.